Can I get a witness? What's holding you back in doing what you want to do in this life? You have a dream. You have a vision. You have ideas. You feel an itchiness and frustration. A lid is on your energy. You have a sneaking suspicion there's supposed to be more. Isn't there supposed to be more than these feelings of anxiety and depression that you swing between so often? So many women feel this way. The most extraordinary women with incredible gifts and beauty, playing small, wishing they could step out and really be that person they know they are deep down inside. That courageous woman who starts the business, sells the service, asks for the promotion or raise, meets more people, goes on dates, tells the truth, stands on stage, sings that song, writes the book, paints that painting, dances that dance, or gives that speech. Whatever the expression, we want to be bigger and we want to be more. That's the evolution of spirit within us, endless expressions of joy and creation. So given those natural yearnings, why don't we just do it? What holds us back? For most women, it's a lack of confidence and self-consciousness, disguised in busyness, health issues, financial limitation, relationship constriction, lack of training, and so on. This lack of self-expression usually comes down to fear of what other people think. It's the biggest wound for most women I meet, and the wound I personally work with every day. To put out a tender frond of creative expression and have it stomped on, consciously or unconsciously, by someone is terrifying. It happens to most of us at a very young age, and the wound festers and compounds over the years. So rather than have those tiny shoots trampled, we simply don't let anyone see them. It's safer. The energetic lid goes on. But then, nothing grows. We stagnate. Life is lusterless, and we experience little joy and pleasure. We spin and dither and experience low-level depression. Things are okay on the surface, and anyone looking at us from the outside would judge us lucky. And let's be clear, we are indeed blessed. At least we know we are in our heads, but we can't always feel it. And if we can't feel it, it takes huge courage to reveal those tender fronds of our being, and we're slowly dying from the inside out. We become hollow shells going through the motions of our assigned roles of wife, mother, daughter, employee, whatever the role of the moment, and we're feeling joyless, dry, and withering on the vine. So what's the antidote? The answers are many, but one of the most profound solutions in my experience is a steady diet of being seen and heard in a safe and nurturing environment such as we provide in our circles in the Art of Feminine Presence, or AFP for short. Created by my mentor, Rachel Jane Groover, this work is specifically designed to connect to that sense of life that's yearning to be expressed through each of us, and to create a space where those longings, big and small, are appreciated and honored. In AFP, that is what we do from beginning to end. We listen for the yearning and find a way to coax out the tender shoot, nourishing it with light and authentic, positive attention from the group. We need others to provide that light and nourishment, giving that little bit of expression a chance to gain some ground, some momentum, before we find the confidence to take it out to a greater audience. The life force behind the expression is guaranteed, but we must find the courage to open in the safe space that the group provides before building up the vibration of self-confidence, embodying the knowledge that who we are and what we bring forth in this world is valuable and important. Safe witnessing of our most sacred selves and our sacred gifts is something we can't do alone, though many try to convince me otherwise. We need others to see us and hold us with respect and kindness until we can do it for ourselves when the stakes are high. Many women I meet at first tell me, "No thanks, I don't do groups. I can do this on my own." And in almost every case, it's a historical wound. Someone else has been cruel, consciously or unconsciously, and they aren't willing to risk that again. I get it. I went through junior high school and it wasn't pretty. For women, especially when others have been unkind, disrespectful, bullying, and judgmental, it takes enormous courage to show up in a group and trust the ground rules will hold. In AFP, those ground rules are everything. When we send out that tender shoot and it's joyfully received by others, we are gently cured. Authentic appreciation is the antidote that changes everything. AFP offers a safe place to be seen and heard, to be honored and loved authentically, week in and week out, without judgment or being fixed. We offer a place, a protective greenhouse, where soft light warms the little frond until it becomes a full-blown, confident expression, and the fog of depression and stagnancy lifts, offering new life, light, and encouragement to others also yearning to send out their shoots into the world. If you're curious about this group work I'm referring to, please check out my website, franandcompany.com. Fran and Company is all spelled out. If you go to the services tab, there's some information there about my groups, workshops, and there's an introduction coming up at the end of this week, January 28th. So if you can join us, it would be wonderful to have you. And thank you so much for listening. Talk to you again soon.